this way.
Okay, so that pedal thing. I mean, we don't even have to do it this week. Basically, we did enough. We don't have to do any.
I think we have to.
We do have to.
That's what the people want.
It's what they've demanded. They've hit the table and they've demanded more of that pedal thing.
More.
So you want to go first?
Sure. I've got kind of a fun one to talk about.
Okay.
So there's this company. If you also listen to the Tone Jerks, you've heard them talk about it. Lamp Electric.
Boogie Woogie Woogie, right?
Boogie Woogie Woogie. Yeah.
sorry, I didn't mean that offensively.
<That's> okay.
They're like, we're done here.
the dude is a crack up. Like his Instagram account, if you follow it, you're in for a treat. It's very entertaining. He's very outlandish. And I don't know 100% if it's by design or if just he's just got one of those really outgoing personalities that just likes to be wacky. I don't know. Doesn't really matter because we're here to talk about the pedal, not the dude, right?
Yeah, I guess. We could talk about the dude behind the pedal.
That's all I know about him, though, is just what I've seen on Instagram. So I'm going to talk about his pedal, the MNTP. Which I don't know what it stands for. Best I can come up with is Mutant Ninja Turtle Pedal.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, unless you have an idea, that's all I can think of. Can't come up with anything else. It's a fuzz. Fancy that. It is, he calls it an over fuzz. And I think the reason he calls it that is because there's a blend knob on here for your, you know, dry signal, your unaffected signal, and the fuzz, so you can play over the fuzz, maybe.
Okay.
That's my thought. He sent me 4 pedals to take on the one day, and this one was and is my favorite of the whole bunch. There's a lot of usable sounds in it. It's a just a good solid fuzz. It's not like super crazy and huge and big. It does have a momentary stomp to go into self oscillation.
Nice.
Which can make it nice and big. It also has like a little arcade button that's a kill switch, which is a little hard to hit with your toe, but I think by design it makes sense.
With the right shoes.
With the right, yeah, if you have the right pedalboarding shoes,
yeah, you'll be
I think
okay.
You're good, yeah. But you got a fuzz level, you've got a high cut knob, so like a high cut, low pass knob, overall volume. You've got a clipping, no clipping toggle switch. You've got a toggle switch that emphasizes either your bass frequencies, your mid frequencies, or your treble frequencies. And then you've got a gain plus or minus. I don't know exactly how much it cuts your gain when you flip it into the minus side, but it's significant. Like if you're killing your amp with this pedal, because it is loud. His stuff is very loud. If you put it in the cut or the minus side, it tames it back volume wise a little bit. So that's good. And the back of it is painted like a Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah.
It does not taste like a Pop-Tart, but it's painted.
Yeah,
like
does
one.
It fit in your mouth?
It does not fit in my mouth. It does look tasty. It's like a nice strawberry milkshake color with a little bit of gold, like, sprayed on there, like goldish tan.
Yep.
And a Pop-Tart back.
Nice.
I've been having fun playing with it, and I wanted to talk about it before I got to send it back to him. So
yeah, totally. I think yeah, he showed me some of his stuff, and that was the one that kind of intrigued me the most.
Yeah, the other ones. So yeah, there's some other ones that are a little bit harder to dial in. Aaron Abubo came over a couple weeks ago, and was having a blast with all of them, and was able to do some really cool things with the pedals that I don't know how he did it, but I'm like, oh man, it opened up whole new possibilities I didn't even know these things could do. So
nice.
Yeah,
Cool. Yeah. So what are they just Lamp Electric on? Is that their website? Are they Lamp Electric or is it just like on Instagram?
I don't know if he has a website. He's on Instagram and he has a reverb
shop. Okay, reverb shop. Okay, cool. So,
yeah. This pedal is $225 new.
Nice. So, yeah. And I also came up with Mama Not Taking Poop. That's all. That's the best. That's the best I can come up with. Mama's not taking your poop. You gotta add a Y in there. Tell him you need a Y.
Yeah, I could probably ask him what it's.
Oh, I'm sure. But now's not the time though. You want to get him on the phone right now?
I don't know. I could.
Yeah, I know you could. Cool. Good. All right. Well, are you done?
Yes. Yes, I'm
nice. I'm gonna do the Walrus Audio Warhorn. Now it's yes. listed as a mid-ranged transparent overdrive. Like that's the name of it. Warhorn is a mid-ranged transparent overdrive. Like that's the name of it.
So mid-range frequency or mid-range
a drive? Like it's like a mid-range drive, mid-gain. Yeah. Which it's nice because you can get it like it's super versatile. You can get it light. So it's like a punchy rhythm, you know, mm-hmm. but then you can also do like leads with it if you really want to push it that way. It's pretty versatile. I really like it. It's been on my board since like they sent the stuff over and I use it all the time. Mm. I've been using that as like my second gain stage. Nice. So basically there's,
so you're running into it with something yes. else. Yeah. Okay.
So I always have like a always on and then, which is sometimes the Sweet Cream or Sweet Baby, I mean, and then sometimes the, I use the, Gigantium a lot is my always on. And that's like the first thing I run into. And then after that, you know, it's fair game, whatever else is next, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, I was using that as like a second gain stage, which is cool. You step on it and you have it. It's there, you know. But also, like, if mm-hmm. you want to just use that as your first gain stage, you could definitely have, like, a nice overdrive that's not too much, you know. There's clipping options. There's basically, like, a dip switch. Well, toggle switch that's up is, like, your more compressed, like, clipping. And then down is, like, the less compressed and, like, more organic sound. So it's basically clipping options. And then you have four knobs, level, bass, or level, drive, bass, treble. So basically, yeah, it's cool though because like the toggle, you'll switch the toggle and definitely like the treble like reacts differently to the clipping option, like a lot, which is kind of cool. It almost seemed like sometimes I'd be doing it and I was like, what the heck is going on? You know, like it felt, you know, because it does so much versus like when a lot of times you hit a clipping option, you're like, yeah, that just sounds different. Instead of like, you know, all of a sudden all your highs are like crazy high, you know, from your clipping option. And then you roll it back and you're like, it just sounds different, you know, but like then you clip it down and it's like almost like your treble, you know, almost drives the pedal sometimes. It's pretty cool. And then it comes in gold. It's a rad graphic. I like how it looks. It's like a, you know, like a warrior, like holding up like a battle war horn. But I think it's super good. That they put out a bunch of pedals like at the same time. And I felt like this one didn't get like any love.
Yeah. Definitely didn't hear a lot of people like, continuing
to talk about that I didn't even hear anybody really talk about it, you know, like as far as, you know, there was some, you know, some stuff that came out like right at the same time. It was like, yeah, this, and then it was like the Warhorn came out and it was like, oh yeah, it's there, and I'm like, well, okay. And I don't know if it was just because they were marketing, because like I think the ARP came out at the same time. I could be wrong. It might have been the ARP, and that, you know, obviously is kind of a game changer as far as like not having a time knob and stuff. So, like, I think people went nuts about it and then, like, forgot that they have a pretty good drive, you know?
Yeah. And didn't the 385 come out around that same
time? I think the 385 might have been a little bit earlier, but it was, like, right around the same time for sure. Because they that 385, I think they had a name for it. It was the projector overdrive.
Right. Yeah.
And so they had to like postpone it. So like it kind of came out, but didn't like release. And then mm-hmm. they had to like redo it for whatever reason.
Gotcha. So,
but yeah.
Well, I'll talk about that one next week.
That's a good pedal. I like that a lot.